You're listening to Sports 8. It's all for Kia and Red Energy. The second T20 against New Zealand was in Dunedin today, Jared. Fair to say that it was a little closer than the embarrassing 53-run loss we suffered in the first match. We went down by only 4 runs, which the way we're going at the moment in T20 might be something to celebrate about.
We were more competitive, but ultimately we didn't get the job done. And they'd be cock-a-hoop over there in New Zealand. Oh, Jason Pine joins us from News Talk ZB. You'd be pretty happy with your old selves over there, Jason. Well done and congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Oh, look, it's such a joy to be on the show with you guys after what we saw in Dunedin today. I'll tell you what, it was one of those games where you just sit back and you think to yourself, why would you be a bowler in T20? Yep. Why would you take up bowling when this, you know, white ball is just getting smashed to and over the boundary with such amazing regularity? 31 sixes. Hit today, guys. 31. The record for a T20 international is 32. So, you know, it was just flying over the boundary from both sets of batsmen. And, you know, great for the crowd. And actually a lot closer than we thought it was going to be when Australia were 6 for 113 and seemingly out of it until there was a, you know, quite remarkable partnership between Stoinis and Sands.
Yeah, they nearly got the job done, as you say, and made a competitive game of it. Got pretty exciting there in the finish. But, Australia has got some batting issues, namely the captain, Aaron Finch. How much heat is he getting from the local media?
Not really that much, to be honest. I think and it seems a little bit odd to say it, but we're just delighted to have Australia here. You know, we don't get the chance to see them in New Zealand very often to play cricket in any form, And even though, you know, there's a bunch of guys who perhaps would have been on this tour had things been different, and the South African tour hadn't been cancelled and all that sort of thing, we're just delighted to have the guys here. And they're excellent tourists. I mean, they had to spend 2 weeks in quarantine for starters. They did that without complaining, or not that we could see. They've come out of, you know, they've got on well with the locals. They would have enjoyed themselves in Dunedin today, which is a big student town, plenty of colour and lubrication going on the bank there today. So, no, I mean, to ask you a question, Aaron Finch isn't getting a lot of heat. I'm sure he is on your side of the ditch. But over here, like I say, we're just happy to be having some cricket to watch.
Well, I can warn you of Australia. When we get into a rut like this, all manner of things can come out. Scoop, are you going to go with the rumour that you went at the top of the program with Jason about the potential return of the underarm or not? You're just going to keep that under wraps?
I'm really sick of you repeating things, Jared, that I say off air and then putting them on air.
Beware the underarm, Jason. She may return if we continue to get embarrassed like this.
Well, I mean, nothing would be out of the question. I mean, the last year has taught us anything. But we should expect the unexpected, so who knows?
Jason, one of the harder things about watching the two games so far, not just the fact that we're getting beaten. I don't know how you felt, Jared, but the crowd's there. Like, they're huge.
Yeah,
and they're going
terrific.
Insane. How many are you actually allowed to have at outdoor venues? Because we're just coming out to our main football season here, and it's a big point of discussion.
No limit here is the answer. You can, the first two games that you've seen have been sellouts. One of the next three is a sellout, and the other two are pretty close to it. So, the answer to your question is there is no limit. If 50,000 people want to turn up at Eden Park for the fourth T20 in a week or so, then 50,000 can turn up to watch. So, yeah, that's where we are. Obviously, though, guys, I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple of COVID scares and we've gone to alert levels where that isn't possible. But, by luck and by good timing and the fact that, these first two games have been in the South Island when the COVID cases have been further north, have allowed those crowds to gather in such numbers. And as you say, I mean, we had a first ever game under lights at Hagley Oval in Christchurch the other night. That was a great occasion. Today's game was a day game. There are no lights in Dunedin, but it didn't stop the crowd turning out. And we're into the third game in Wellington next Wednesday, and I expect a really big crowd there as well.
I think we should go, Jared. I think you and I should jump on a plane and just quietly sneak into New Zealand.
Only it was that simple. Can I ask you, who's got the biggest profile as we speak, the Black Caps or the Black Boat?
Well, it's a good contest, actually, and that boat's going to get a bigger profile in a week and a half or so when it actually does some competitive racing. We've been watching the Prada Cup, obviously, with the challenges to find out who Team New Zealand's going to come up against. We know now it's your man, Jimmy Spittle,
yep.
Aboard Luna Rossa. I think it's the matchup we all wanted, really. So, yeah, when that black boat comes up against Luna Rossa, the first race is on the 6th or 7th of March. You know, that is going to take centre stage over here. The Australian cricketers will still be here for the last little bit of that series, and then Bangladesh arrives. But, yeah, I think it's going to be all eyes off of the water. That's not to say the cricket still won't be closely followed. Of course it will, but, yeah, the America's Cup's going to capture the imagination when that black boat gets on the water.
Now, Martin Guptill was only one decent whack away from a ton off the 50. Tell me, how did you rate that innings?
Well, talk about a guy under pressure. And externally they've said, look, there's no pressure on Martin Guptill. It's the coaching staff and his teammates talking. We know he's only one innings away from, you know, from coming right, because the fact was that Martin Guptill hadn't got runs in T20 cricket either domestically or internationally for quite some time. And you know, everywhere you looked in the last 3 or 4 days after the duck he got in Christchurch was, this is Martin Guptill's last chance. He has to come out. He has to perform. So you can only imagine the pressure on him.
Yep.
Didn't seem to affect him too much today. 97 off 50 balls, 8 big sixes and 6 fours. Didn't look like a guy under pressure, and if there was anything, it's been well and truly relieved by that. I mean, he's been around the scene here in New Zealand, as you guys know, for a long time now, as one of our best ever white ball batters. Recently became a dad for the second time, so maybe he hasn't had as much sleep as he perhaps has in previous years. But no, he came out today and showed that he still, once he gets a couple out of the screws, he's away, and he certainly did that today.
Jason, great to have you on. Looking forward to talking to you when we finally beat you, which might be in a couple of years.
Always have the phone on, lads. Great to chat to you.
Good on you, Jason. Jason Pine from News Talk ZB.
Was he happy enough with himself there?
I like him. He's good. I'd love him to be a regular on our program because if we don't get him on regularly, we'll never get him when they lose.
Give me an under-overs market, Jared. When will I be able to go to New Zealand next?
Can't you go now?
No, I don't think you can go. I think they can come here.
Right.
I believe.
No, I'm pretty sure you can go.
You're saying that I can go to New Zealand tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure you can go to New Zealand. Aren't they in the hub? We may have delayed it by a week, but ultimately I think it's only that they've had a couple of community transmissions in the last week or so. But
if I went, I'd have to do 2 weeks quarantine.
On the way back?
No, there. Like the Australian cricketers.
No.
The Australian cricketers did it, remember? The Stoin was FaceTiming his
indeed.
Girlfriend
and
because
so
he couldn't
was Maxie.
Yeah.
Well, when will you be able to go free of charge? Who knows, Scoop?
This year, though.
I hope so.
Surely this year.
I hope so.
I'm going this year. So.
To New Zealand, that'll be your first pick.
I'm getting on a plane.
Okay. Hope you're up the front.
It's time for a SunSmart summer weather update. I'm looking actually a bit pinkier, Jared, because I went to Icon Park today.
Did you have a hat on?
No.
Always wear a hat.
I had the 50 plus on, though.
No, you got to wear a hat.
Be SunSmart, save your skin. 20 and partly cloudy tomorrow. And don't forget the TAB Australian Cup live broadcast. It's this Saturday night. It's 9 o'clock. It's on 7, mate. Jared and I are going to preview Hawthorn's 2021 season next.
I'll guarantee you, slip, slop, slap means 3 issues, and you're not slipping. You got to slip a hat on. You're slapping and you're slopping, but you're not slipping.
What's the slapping, the sunscreen?
Slap your sunscreen on.
What's slopping?
Slop, you slop it on as well. Double slip, double slop, and you've got to put a hat on. For God's sake, you're as red as a berry. That's okay at your age, but when you've had 3 cancers cut out of your nose.
Juddy, can you please save that audio? Jared Healy explaining slip, slop, slap may go down in all-time.
Well, tell me it's inaccurate. We'll take a break here on Sports Day, and don't forget the TAB Australian Cup live broadcast this Saturday night, 9 p.m. Well, I'm just getting to the ad break. On 7, mate, we'll preview Hawthorn's. You said that already.